This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Egyptian mediators said Saturday they are working to reinforce a day-old ceasefire between Israel and Palestinian militants as officials appear for a period of calm with a humanitarian aid crisis in Gaza after 11 days of fighting. The ceasefire began before dawn on Friday and is still holding early Sunday morning, enabling officials to start assessing the scale of the damage. Despite confrontations between Israeli police and Palestinian protesters at a Jerusalem holy site on Friday, there have been no reports of Hamas rocket launches from Gaza or Israeli airstrikes on the Palestinian enclave. A senior UN official who toured Gaza on Saturday warned of increased health risks and widespread despair after homes, roads, and other vital infrastructure, including hospitals, were damaged or destroyed. Egyptian delegates have been shuttling between Israel and Gaza since mediating the ceasefire, and on Saturday met Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas in the occupied West Bank, according to an aide to the Palestinian leader. The girlfriend of a heavily armed Belgian soldier who's on the run called on him to make the story end as specialized forces continue hunting for him on Saturday. Jürgen Konings, a 46-year-old, is on federal anti-terror watch list and was seen early this week near the home of a person he had threatened. Konings is an expert marksman known for his extreme right sympathies and is still thought to be hiding in a vast nature park in northeast Belgium, with over 400 soldiers and police officials looking for him for four straight days. The Belgian justice minister said that he had booby-trapped his own car with ammunition and four anti-tank missiles launchers were found inside. This is